Welcome back to Eco Talk, and I am pleased to be introducing our next guest, Teresa Marquez. She is on the phone from the snowy Midwest to tell us about something that I think you'll want to hear about as you prepare your Thanksgiving meal and as you sit down with family and friends. It's called the Earth Dinner, and it's something you can celebrate in the spring. We're going to find out the origin of that, which has something to do with Earth Day, but it's also got a Thanksgiving angle, so you can do it every day, but at least twice a year, it's not too much. Teresa Marquez, I just want to tell you, is the marketing powerhouse behind Organic Valley, the largest farmer-owned organic cooperative in the U.S. Since 1994, she has helped lead the co-op to become one of the nation's leading organic brands. The co-op is the only independent national organic dairy, and she is really a passionate advocate for organic farming, organic foods, all things organic. And I see her at all the environmental conferences I go. Organic Valley always has a nice booth, and she's a powerhouse. And thanks for joining us, Teresa.
Thank you, and I'm not sure whether I deserve the title of powerhouse, but certainly when it comes to the Earth Dinner, I definitely have a strong passion for it. And besides having a passion for organic, I have to say I just have a passion for food in general, and it's just such an exciting industry to be in.
Now, we met at Bioneers a few months ago, and you were saying that the problem with Earth Day, the reason it doesn't get the respect it deserves, is there's no food attached, which almost every other holiday, I guess even Halloween, has candy attached to it. So maybe that's why it's gotten short shrift. So you came up with the Earth Dinner.
Yeah, actually, I and several people together were brainstorming on why isn't Earth Day a national holiday, and then it certainly dawned on us that all holidays have a food. And so we started having some ideas and developing a vision for if you were to have a dinner that you were going to design to celebrate the Earth and Earth Day, you know, what would that dinner be? What would it be like? And we came up with a couple of different criteria that, you know, are kind of simple, but that really meant a lot to us. And it was, the first thing was, what if one time a year and all the meals that you eat, you decide that you're going to know where almost everything is on your dinner table. Think about that for a second, Betsy, because it sounds a lot easier than it really is.
Where it came from and how it came to be on your table.
Yeah, how it came to be at the table, and where did it come from? And so that was the first thing that we thought should be part of an Earth Dinner. And then the second part of the Earth Dinner that we thought would certainly be a great way to celebrate a dinner like this would be to have all of our conversation during that dinner be about our connection with the Earth. I had just seen My Dinner with Andre, so I was thinking of My Dinner with Mother Earth, where we had an intimate conversation about our connection with the Earth, with each other. And so that was the idea. That's how it was born. It was actually, the idea was born in 2001, and you know, we forgot about it, and in my mind, it just wouldn't go away, because being in marketing now for almost 25 years, I keep seeing people, a lot of them in the cities, I'm sorry to say, who seem very disconnected with their food and where it comes from. And you hear stories about Alice Waters going to Los Angeles and holding up a potato in front of a class, and the class not being able to identify it as a potato, but that it was a rock, and then not being able to take it back to the farm it came from, McDonald's. And I think that that's probably an extreme example, but I think all of us at times can say that we are disconnected with our food. So anyway, this was an idea of how we could at least once a year say, gee, how can we be more connected with our food, and how can we be connected with each other and food? And so that's kind of how the Earth Dinner got born.
And to facilitate these questions and this kind of conversation, you've invented a deck of cards. Tell us about that.
Well, as we were thinking about how do you stay focused on you know, topics about your connection with the Earth, and how do you make it fun? And so and it occurred to me that a deck of cards that you would have on the table might be fun, where there would be conversation topics and around your connection with the Earth. And when we first started out, it was quite fun, because we had all these facts and figures, you know, how many billions of pesticides are put into the water, and, you know, how much soil erosion. And after looking at all these facts that we put together that are really part of the organic industry in some ways, because we're all in it because we do want to increase our environmental protection, we decided that, however, was not the way to celebrate and have fun at a dinner table.
Everyone will lose their appetite very quickly.
Yes. And so we decided, what if we just have fun topics that open the door to people telling their stories about food and their connection to food. And by stimulating that, we believe that people, if they are connected with their food, will learn more about their connection and learn more about the environmental impact of agriculture on the earth.
And where can people get these Earth Dinner creativity cards?
Well, we're going, actually, we're just about to reprint some. Last year, we gave 2,500 decks away, and we also, you can download them for free at www.earthdinner.org. And then we are reprinting them, and we're going to have them for sale on our own website, on the Earth Dinner website and on the Organic Valley website for $10.
And this seems like a good thing to plan to incorporate anyway into your Thanksgiving meal.
We've actually experimented with it for Thanksgiving last year, and it was very, very fun and fit perfectly with giving thanks.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening with small farmers. Is there a resurgence now that more people are buying organic and really starting to understand the need to buy local?
Well, organic has been a lifeline to family farms. We've lost, in the last 40 years, we've gone from about 6 million farmers, family farmers in the United States, to less than 2 million right now. And this is has devastated rural communities across the heartland and actually across the country. And when we started, our particular co-op started with a mission to try and keep family farmers farming and help revitalize rural communities. I personally know that there's a link between healthy rural communities and healthy cities. Sometimes we don't see it, but when you look at a statistic like the asthma in New York City is 60% greater than it is in across the United States, you know that the impact of devastating rural communities means more of those people are moving to the cities.
Teresa, mm-hmm. I don't want to interrupt you, but we have Jenny Kurzweil on the line. She's just written a book right on this topic called Fields That Dream, A Journey to the Roots of Our Food, and it's all about celebrating small family farms. Jenny, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Just tell us briefly what's behind your writing of this book.
Behind the writing of the book is the cold, hard fact that I'm a farmer's market junkie. And I was a very spirited attendee of the University District Farmers Market in Seattle, and wanted to really get to know the people who were growing my food. And so I decided to conduct interviews with the people that I bought my produce from weekly. And that led to uncovering much more about the history of where our food is coming from. And so the book is an intertwining of the stories of the people who are growing food for the city of Seattle and a history of agriculture, how we moved from a landscape, like Teresa was saying, of corporate or of small family farms to corporate agriculture.
And is there a boom and resurgence going on, as I hope there is, after nearly being wiped out among small family farms?
Yes, as far as I know, and exactly what Teresa was saying, in that people are becoming more and more conscientious about where their food is coming from, and organic sales have just skyrocketed in the last 10 years. In 1990, the Organic Trade Association reported that we spent $1 billion on organic food. In 2001, we spent $7.7 billion.
I want to say, as we're talking about getting down to the roots of where our foods come from, Teresa Marquez is standing by at an airport. That's what you may have just heard in the background, getting ready to go up into the sky, heading for Austin, Texas. So, Jenny, what did you learn that surprised you, perhaps, in writing this book?
I learned that the people that are growing our food are a wildly diverse bunch. There's no stereotypical small farmer anymore. The people I interviewed ranged from Southeast Asian refugee communities to a former insurance broker, to a former telephone operator, to a former union organizer, all of whom had a passion for gardening and organic gardening and transformed that into producing food for their communities.
I want to go to Teresa quickly in our last couple of minutes. How do you bring all these farmers together in the company that is Organic Valley Farms?
Well, we have a very aggressive what we call pool department, which are other farmers. We believe the best way to convert farmers to organic is by having other organic farmers going out and talk and convince conventional farmers to switch over to organic. So we have a group of a cadre of farmers and staff who support that endeavor, and they're out there all the time helping conventional farmers convert to organic. And it's a very, very, very rewarding to see what happens, especially with organic livestock. You know, we're primarily, or 90% of our business is organic dairy, and almost every one of the dairy farmers, after they've converted to organic, say how healthy their cows are. And it occurred to me one time listening to a farmer say that they eat 100% organic. They eat better than we do.
And they look healthy. So give us a couple of websites for both the Earth Table and Organic Valley. People want to know more.
Well, the Earth Dinner site, and you can download the cards for free, is www.earthdinner.org. And then the Organic Valley site is www.organicvalley.coop.
Okay, Teresa, you have a safe flight. Thank you for joining us
yes,
in the midst of a busy day.
Thanksgiving wishes to everyone out there listening to this, and to you as well, Betsy and Jenny.
Thank you, and likewise. And Jenny, you're about to have a baby, so good wishes to you as well. Tell us again the name of the book and where people can find it.
The name of the book is Fields That Dream, A Journey to the Roots of Our Food. And people can buy it, hopefully, at your local independent bookstore. You can also find it online at Amazon.com, at BarnesandNoble.com, any place online that's selling books.
Jenny Kurzweil, thank you again, and happy Thanksgiving,
thank
and
you,
happy
guys.
New baby to you as well. You're listening to EcoTalk. I'm your host, Betsy Rosenberg. Please go to our website for more information about today's topics and guests at www.ecotalk.net. Stay with us. We'll be right back.